Good morning. Welcome to our worship today. The first Sunday of November is the 21st Sunday of the season of Pentecost. Our focus today is going to be on how we pray that God will always keep us mindful of the blessings that are ours through faith in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. Lord God, forgive the wrongdoing of your people. Be gentle with us in our weakness. Deliver us from the bondage of our sin. Direct us to the path of righteousness. We ask this in our name of our Savior Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first lesson comes from the book of Micah. Micah chapter 7. Here, as I read these words, we're reminded how Micah proclaims the joy the Lord will take in bringing salvation to that remnant of the house of Israel. The Lord is a savior of sinners, and in his compassion, he treads sin underfoot. He hurls iniquities into the depths of the sea. I'll begin reading at verse 18 of Micah chapter 7. Who is a God like you, who forgives guilt, and who passes over the rebellion of the survivors from his inheritance? He does not hold onto his anger forever. He delights in mercy. He will have compassion on us again. He will overcome our guilty deeds. You will throw all their sins into the depths of the sea. You will give truth to Jacob and mercy to Abraham, as you swore to our fathers from days of old. This is God's word. And we hear a word of God from the epistle lessons for today, from Romans chapter 5. The message of reconciliation is this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This change has been accomplished through Jesus' death, and even more so through his life. And that's our joy, our confidence. The Lord is the Savior of sinners. We begin reading at verse 6 of Romans 5. For at the appointed time, while we were still helpless, Christ died for the ungodly. It is rare indeed that someone will die for a righteous person. Perhaps someone might actually go so far as to die for a person who has been good to him. But God shows his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, since we have now been justified by his blood, it is even more certain that we will be saved from God's wrath through him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, it is even more certain that, since we have been reconciled, we will be saved by his life. And not only is this so, but we also go on rejoicing confidently in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received this reconciliation. This is God's word. And our final lesson is from the Gospels, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 19. Jesus, we hear, seeking out Zacchaeus in the tree. Jesus invites himself into Zacchaeus' heart and his home. Oh, let us praise God that Jesus is the Savior of sinners. We'll begin reading at verse 1 of chapter 19 of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man named Zacchaeus was there. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but since he was short, he could not see because of the crowd. Zacchaeus ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see Jesus, because he was about to pass by that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up. He said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus came down quickly, and he welcomed Jesus joyfully. When the people saw it, they were all grumbling, because Jesus went to be a guest of a sinful man. Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I am going to give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is God's word. We turn now to our message for today. As many of you might know, Karen and I took a road trip this week to do some babysitting. But let's all take a road trip now as we ponder the psalm before us today. It's Psalm 100, a song of thanksgiving. These are the words. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful hearts. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is God's word. As I said, we will take a road trip today. And so first of all, we're going to begin with our beloved state, the state of Arizona. What is Arizona best known for? Well, anyone east of here, especially east of the Mississippi, would tell you that Arizona is best known for sunshine. But many are under the mistaken impression that that's all there is, just sunshine, just sun and heat. And the reason is because most people see Arizona just in pictures of being desert and the sunshine. But there is so much more, and we know it. But God, we have to admit, though, the number one thing of this state, the beauty of it all, is the sky and the sunshine that we enjoy. And what is true of Arizona is also true of our lives. In our psalm today, the song of thanksgiving, it is the first blessing that we thank God for. We thank God for sunny days. Let's focus on three sunny days in our lives. First of all, we thank God for the day he made us. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Recently, I heard someone talking about how old she felt. She was born in the year that I graduated from high school, 1975. And hearing her say those words, it sure made me feel old. And then I realized how sometimes you all, many of you, feel when I share with you my age. And you'll say, "Wow, you're just a little youngster yet." Well, no matter how and what our age might be, whether we're just a year old or 100 years old or somewhere in between, all that matters is that what you do at your age. In Psalm 90, verse 12, a few psalms before this one, we are encouraged by the psalmist to number our days. You know, on average, that number would be about 29,200 days. And that number is assuming that you would reach the golden age of 80 years old, which is now the national average of a person's lifespan here in the United States. Now that may sound like a lot, 29,200, but oh how quickly they pass. The best way to thank God for those days that He gives to us is not to count the days, but to make the days count. And the second thing we thank God for is in the fact that He remade us. No matter when I do a baptism, it strikes me as to how simple it is. You have this little baby, so fearfully and wonderfully made, but so complex I could never understand it. And with three handfuls of water and the words, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, a sinner becomes a saint. So simple. And it doesn't matter what age you're at. There is never a sunnier day in your life. And the third thing we give thanks to God for is that He redeemed us. The saddest, the darkest day in the history of our world is the day we call good, Good Friday. In love, Jesus willingly died to give us His life. He willingly took our pain to pay for our sins. On the cross, Jesus made us His own. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. In a little devotional book titled Daily Grace, one of the devotions contrasts two similar-looking animals that often live side by side in streams and ponds of North America. And those two animals are the beaver and the otter. You watch a beaver, and that beaver works all day. We even have a phrase about the beaver. Busy as a beaver, we will say. Otters, on the other hand, they delight in splashing water, chasing around. Both animals live about the same amount of time, length of time, but it sure seems as though the otters enjoy life a little bit more than the beaver does. Are you a beaver or an otter? Now, let's not be mistaken here. Part of the reason God made us is to work and to serve Him and those around us. But sometimes we can get so serious about making a living that we never get around to making a life. God wants us to enjoy the sunny days of the life that He gives us. And secondly, we thank God for rainy days. From Arizona, I want to now take you to the state where Karen and I just came from, that being the state of Washington. While we were in the eastern part of the state, the Tri-Cities, with our granddaughters, our son Tim and our daughter-in-law Rebecca, they were in the most well-known city in the state, that city being Seattle. Do you know what Seattle's nickname is? It's called Emerald City. And you probably know why. It's because Seattle is so green. And there's a reason why Seattle is so green. The reason, of course, is because of all the rain it gets. Just as Arizona is filled with lots of sunny days, Seattle is filled with a lot of rainy days. And at this time of the year, that is a cold rain. And dreary days. But those dreary days bring out the incredible beauty of the state of that city. Seattle is a beautiful city. And what's true of Seattle is true of us. The rainy days in our lives cause us to grow. The dreary days give way to beauty. And so even on rainy days, verse 4, we enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Praise His name. Does a Christian cheer when he or she is told it's cancer? Does a Christian clap when there is a difficulty in their life? Does a Christian giggle when a dear one dies? Does a Christian forget a sin that keeps knocking on a door? Of course not. But rainy days give way to sunny days. And so a Christian is confident that the cancer isn't in the doctor's hands, but in God's hands. A Christian has peace because God has a plan for your life. A Christian smiles at a funeral when you look ahead. And a Christian remembers that God always forgives. Thank God for dreary days. But also thank God for the fellowship that he gives to us. And so from Washington, we're going to move to our third state, and that's Nebraska. The motto for Nebraska is the good life. And that is so true. It's one of the reasons why my two daughters enjoy living there. Amy, Rachel, with their husbands, and the grandkids. And that's why we enjoy going to visit them. Those people are friendly, and they're proud of their state. There's a closeness and a fellowship there. Years ago, before any of those kids lived in Nebraska, a friend of mine invited me to come to visit Nebraska and do some duck and pheasant hunting. We had no place to stay, but a family from the church just invited us to stay with them. We ate wonderful meals, stayed several days with a couple we had never met before. We could not convince them to take money or anything but the generosity that they had shown to us. And since then, kids have experienced such kindness and love in many ways. That's the fellowship of Nebraska. And we're thankful for the fellowship of the church. Verse 5. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. What is the best, the closest, the most intimate fellowship we have in the church? And that answer is easy. It is forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins makes us one with the Lord. The forgiveness of sins makes us one with each other. If you would draw a triangle and put Jesus at the top and put a group of people on either side of the other two corners, and as you draw closer to Christ, as those groups draw closer to Christ, what's going to happen? They're going to draw closer to each other. That closeness comes in forgiveness of sins. And that is why we have that fellowship, that joy. Do any of you have a piece of your kids stored away in your house? What I mean by that is, do you have an item, perhaps a pair of shoes, maybe a small art project or some gift that your kids had made for you that you have saved somewhere in your house? Those items are tangible, touchable proof of their presence in your lives. And we have that peace with Jesus, that touchable, tangible proof of his presence in that Lord's Supper. In the Lord's Supper, we're one with Christ. We're one with each other. And finally, as we take our road trip, we thank God for the fall. The final state I take you to would be the state of Wisconsin. There are few places prettier than a fall afternoon in Wisconsin. Especially a drive that would take you from where Karen and I grew up, about maybe a half an hour south of us. You would drive through the maples and the oaks, the beautiful colored trees as you would head to Holy Hill. It's a Catholic monastery high up in the hill. What a beautiful trip that is. And that's the final blessing for which we're thankful. The fall of our lives. In the fall of our lives, we will be going to a place that will always be home. Very holy. Listen again. The Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. The Lord's love endures forever. We will live in a place far greater than the likes of a fall day in Wisconsin or Nebraska or Washington or Arizona. We will live in the holy city of heaven. It'll be beautiful, joyful, peaceful, hopeful. We will see Jesus. We'll touch Jesus. We'll talk to Jesus. We'll live with Jesus forever. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, the psalmist says. Enter his courts with praise. Thank God for the sunny days. Thank God for the rainy days. Thank God for the fellowship. And thank God for the fall. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We'll pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen.